for?
Actually, it's very fitting.
That's lovely.
It's very fitting because of where we're going.
A cave?
No. I said once in the previous guided med we'd go somewhere again, and we're going to go there again today. Because again we're going to go up. Where we're going is so dark, but so unbelievably fresh and crisp and silent, because again we are leaving our planet and going into space. I'd like you in your mind's eye to imagine being in space, completely alone, totally safe. Totally silent. Completely weightless, but able to move and turn and look in whichever direction you feel you want to. This is a very unique place, quite unlike anything on Earth. You reach out with your hands around you and just feel the space. People say that space is a vacuum, but it's so much more than that. There are incredible energies all around. So with your fingertips, try to reach out to those energies. There's a freshness, a coldness, a crispness, a lovingness, a sense of belonging, all of these things all together. Try to absorb yourself into space and space into you. Space is far from empty, because when you look around you can see so much. You now have special eyes where you can see all the clouds, stars, planets, asteroids, incredible things that we don't even know about, extraordinary things, all out there. You see objects moving around. Planets moving around suns, and somehow you can effortlessly drift from one sun to another. Because you're so safe and you can move at infinite speed, you decide to go towards the sun. To have a closer look. But your special eyes are not harmed by the light of the sun or the heat of the sun, so you can move towards the outer layers. And what a sight you can behold. Nothing through a telescope could do justice to the vista beneath you. Because beneath you, you have the most dynamic environment you could possibly ever imagine. It is hard to explain in words, but everything around you is plasma, superheated gases and vapors, swirling in tornadoes. There are tornadoes all around you. There are great black holes with powerful magnetic fields streaming out. There are vapor trails shooting planet-sized flames above you. Everything around you is in a state of incredible flux and movement. But you're totally safe, and you observe with a sense of utter wonder. You don't want to go too close because it becomes too overwhelming. There's too much going on. Suns are incredible, incredible forces of nature. This particular sun is billions of years old. Again, you reach out with your fingertips towards the sun, and you can feel the streams of vapours, the entrails of the tornadoes, the wispy bits I mean by that. You can feel them entering your fingers. You feel yourself being energised, because this isn't just a physical sun, it's a spiritual sun. Feel invigorated, totally blown away by the whole experience. And having had your fill, you decide to return to space, where it's totally dark and fresh and crisp and electric. Space is alive with energies, and having taken a little bit of sun with you, you feel even more so. You absorb that energy into yourself, and then through some magic, you return to this room. Okay.